What's the Queen of Cat People even gonna be like? You happen to know, Scale? I can't figure it out. Don't say it too loud. I guess I'm one to talk. But the point is, I don't know what we should be doing. What we should be ready for. I mean, will they even know us like that? There's some people who seem to be suspicious. I still can't believe we're hiding out in this country. Why didn't we just come out with it? Tell them what we are. Well, yeah, I guess dragons don't have the biggest reputation here. I mean, there was that one time Henry went on that rampage and it didn't go so well, but that's not anyone's fault but his. Damn it. You got a damn good point. They're not gonna see it that way. What a pain in the ass. Let's face it, they wouldn't hear us out. We'd have to fight with them, and that's completely contrary to what we want, and...
You just don't learn, do you? You know I could hear you the whole time.
Shit! What do we do?
There's nothing you can do. I happen to know the dragons in their human form are extremely weak. You thought you slipped past, right? Well, not so lucky. The only reason why I left you is you didn't do something. You were different than the other ones.
And what's that, big guy? You wanted to take us out in silence, right? Didn't want a crowd witnessing it?
If I wanted to do that, I would have killed you in your sleep.
Given that you could, you think I'd sleep soundly next to someone carrying a knife? You think I couldn't tell that hidden knife was in your boot?
You only saw my boot? Kinda disgraceful for the King of Dragons, don't you think? You didn't notice the ones up my sleeve, down my pants, or in my collar? Not nearly as perceptive as you thought, huh, King?
You really think you could take me, let alone them? You must be crazy, man. I don't know what you're trying to do, but we're here for peace, not for war.
And I'm supposed to believe that after 1,000 years of us being at odds, you just want a buddy-buddy. And why would that be?
The same problem that you guys face, the humans. We gotta end this war. I don't want any more of this. Just goes back and forth and back and forth and back and forth.
You think that we can help you, or that we would? You're conceited as always, just like the stories say. So why? Why now? You've always fought your own fights, and you didn't want anyone to get in your way.
Well, now it's not just my fight. Besides, the damn Deku's gotten out of hand. The gods will kill us all if they have their way. You want all of your country to go extinct? Then be my guest. Otherwise, take me to that fucking queen of yours.
And you think for a second I'd consider betraying my fucking nation, bringing you there? You've got nerve, but I'm afraid you're gonna have to go through me first. That's why I took you here, and that's why I...
Wait, what are you?
As well as I think I could pull off the damsel in distress. You know that's not me, Shinzo.
My queen, why are you here? It's dangerous. These two are...
dragons. And not just any dragons. The king, and dare I say, his consort. Ooh, I can see why he chose you. Though it's a shame you two look at me like I'm some kind of beast, when both of you are far more wild than me.
The hell? You're pretty tough, I can tell. Wouldn't want to tango with you.
Your words are sharper than their meaning. It's cute, but it's not very honest of you. Why not be more honest? You'd love to, wouldn't you? Especially that baby carrot over there.
Hey, leave them out of this! I don't want you getting in my way. That makes two of us.
No, now, boys. If we don't get along, I have an inkling that the dragon friend here is right.
But to break the treaties, we would...
Not to interrupt you, but treaties don't mean much when they do what they did to you. Or did you forget, Shinso? The first day you and your beloved came here. It's not that simple when you think about it, is it?
Yes, my queen.
Oh, please, now, there's no need for formalities. We're all on equal footing. Royalty or not, it's meaningless if we all die.
Sir, you've got some good points there, Queenie. I mean, damn it. Thanks for hearing me out. I'm not good at these formal arrangements. But what do we do from here?
Asking me for what to do? I'm surprised you didn't just tell me.
I'm in your place. Your domain. Why would I tell you? Also, don't bullshit that I had a choice. That small army of catfolk you brought with you, you're not sly, Queenie. Each one of them is pretty strong. I wouldn't want to risk it, one of those arrows going in one of my eyes or something.
Don't tell me the immortal Dragon King is scared.
Not at all, actually. I'd be more worried for your town, your entire country, if I went rampaging.
That's a big assumption that you could transform right in front of us. I happen to know the weaknesses of a dragon. And you're no different, my king.
Wanna bet your life on it? Fuck it. We'll go along with this, but no taking us fucking hostage next time.
This is nothing but precaution from a poor, frail race, unlike you dragons. Besides, if I came to flirt with you two, you'd already know it.
Let's get this over with already. You should talk with more respect.
Shinso, darling, you need to hold your tongue. This is the Dragon King. We're of equal footing.
Yes, my queen. It's just as disrespect.
It's just as nothing. You'll treat our guests like the esteemed guests they are, and not tell anyone of this.
Yes. I'll keep guard.
You'll go rest. You just got back from a mission, and you deserve some time with your love. That's an order.
Thank you, my queen. As always, I serve. Thank you for taking me in. And you, if anything happens to the queen, I don't care if I have to make a deal with the devils. I'll kill you. Like you could... Never mind. You have my promise. Dragons don't go back on that. No, go have fun, you damn dumbass.
Don't tell me you two are getting along now. Why the change of heart, Dragon King?
Change of heart? I wouldn't call it that. Just, this is more important than petty feuds. This is bigger than even me. This is about everyone.
The Dragon King, known legendarily for his selfishness, caring about others. This is certainly a development. Maybe that baby carrot next to you did something for the better.
They did. And stop referring to them as the baby carrots. They're my shining scale. My love of my life and my mate.
I already knew that. You didn't have to convince me, lover boy. You two make a cute couple anyways. Why don't we go to a place that's a bit more private? There's something that needs to be seen, without the chance of someone else prying into our business. Oh, and before you ask, you can bring them. I wouldn't separate a budding romance.
Fine. We'll go. Lead the way. Don't worry, okay? You're my love, and I'd never be stolen from you, from anyone. Doesn't matter what they are, or who they are, or what they've done. It doesn't change anything, you hear me?
Oh, please. You have nothing to worry about. I'm afraid this queen already has a love. An unconventional one, to say the least. But no regrets on the subject. As cute as you two are, I'm more than happy with my baby cat. But on to more pressing issues than romance and love. If we're going to be working together, we're going to have to make a contract, one bound by the gods.
What the hell are you thinking? Using them? That's the enemy. They're the ones that want to wipe us all out. What makes you think we can trust a contract with them not to backfire on us? It could put us under some kind of stinking spell. What if we end up in a situation like that, where we're just their slaves? They kill us off one by one. What's your plan, Queen?
Of course, I've already thought of that. There's nothing to worry about.
So you damn say. But how am I supposed to trust this? How am I supposed to trust you?
Well, I suppose you don't have a choice, do you, Dragon Boy?
If you betray me, I don't care what it takes. I'll destroy you and the gods. You better not. And I'll have a last say on if I sign that goddamn blood contract.
Of course you will. It's not like I'm forcing you or anything. It's just one stage of my plan, using their own power against them. Mostly on account of them being so strict with things, so much so that it gives us loopholes.
Why and how do you know this?
Well, I guess you could say I've discovered a key of sorts. I figured out a way to interact with them without them being the wiser.
Bold words, but I don't believe you. Until you show me, I won't. How's that?
This right here is your proof. A godstone.
And what does this prove? It's beautiful, but what the hell does that mean?
Oh, it's not just a shower, trust me. This stone can listen in on them. And perhaps so much more importantly, it can make contracts without them being the wiser.
How the hell do you know that? Wait. Do you specialize in oracle magic? But that's completely impossible. Only the Lagomorph race does that, and they went extinct a long time ago.
I might agree with you, if I wasn't one myself.
What? The Queen of the Catfolk is a Lagomorph?
Just one of the many reasons I wanted to meet with you alone. It's a tightly guarded secret, as dead races don't tell much tales.
Why share it with me, huh? Why share this information that could put you in danger with someone you don't know you can trust?
As a show of such trust. If I'm going to make you do something, especially something as dangerous as tampering with the gods, I might as well give you some reassurance.
Damn it. Well, I can see you're not lying about your race, but damn, everything just got a whole lot more complicated, huh? Well, show me it. Show me the damn godstone, and damn, you and your oracle magic. Stuff gives me the creeps. How did you... Never mind. Just let me see it.
Go ahead, be my guest.
As if I have to ask for permission. The hell? How does this thing even work?
That'll be my little secret. It's my magic specialty, after all. Not even a Dragon King could get it out of me.
I guess that's your play, huh? Making sure I gotta work with you. Good thing I planned on it from the start. not some kind of scoundrel. I get it. A long time ago, I kind of was. I was blinded by rage and all that when they killed my mom. It wasn't good, okay? And I'm sorry.
You don't have to apologize to me. I understand that the past is the past. I'm not someone who lives in it. I'm more concerned about the present and the future. Besides, you're apologizing to the wrong one. My kind was destroyed by the humans. But you knew that, didn't you, Dragon Boy?
Shut up! That's not the point of this. Besides, you're allied with a race that kind of hates dragons because something I did.
That doesn't change the fact that we need each other. As monarchs, we need to get along at least decently, don't you think?
Well, yeah, we're not gods or anything, so we got our work cut out for us. You sure they don't know that you're doing this? Aren't they supposed to be omniscient? Omnipotent?
Oh, come now, Dragon Boy. If that were the case, we'd all be dead.
Good point. But at least they probably have a way of backtracking this, right?
Well, if we use too much, then yes. But thankfully, their pride gets in the way. Checking small things isn't such a big deal.
So what you're saying is, we're on thin ice. If we don't be careful, it may cause some danger. Big danger.
Well, I'd imagine if we get caught, we'll probably be killed and hunted and put into the grinder, so to speak. But this bunny is too smart to let that happen.
What bunny? He's the queen of the cats, dumbass.
What they don't know about the royal family isn't my responsibility now, is it? Especially if I rule them in a way they deem worthy. And besides, it's been like this for decades. Actually, thinking about it, I've ruled for just over 100 years. So I guess I can say centuries.
I guess you rabbit folk do live a long time like us dragons. Not bad. Well, it's good. I like friends who don't go away.
A shame about that human friend of yours. I know what happened. Though in truth, it's not really his fault at all. The gods, they force him, controlling him like a puppet. I've learned that much.
What? No. If you tell me that, then... Damn it. He's just as much a fucking victim. That's... Damn it. Learning that is complicated. Damn it! So, I've been putting my hate in the wrong place. Fuck! I need to fix this. And I need to do something!
Don't get too upset, Dragon Boy. If you do, then things won't go well. Trust me. If I didn't know what I was doing, I wouldn't have let you come here. And I definitely wouldn't have told you my secret.
So you're telling me to just trust you with this?
No, I'm telling you to think about it. And welcome to the palace while you're at it. Go ahead, talk it out, you two. I know you've been itching for more time together. My oracle powers. I've seen you two a lot.
Fine. I'll think about it. Just give me... a day. That's all I need.
Then I'll give you just a day. We'll talk about this tomorrow. How about this time? We'll call it a date.
Shut up, dumbass. It's not a date. If I go on a date with anyone, it's only my skill, my teddy bear, my true love, and my mate.
Aw, you two are so cute when you get embarrassed. Do enjoy your night together now. I'll be sure to tell the chefs to bring you in something nice and tasty. Bye-bye, my cute baby carrots.
Come on. Well, I know, I probably should have said that. I'm not sure what to think, okay? Look at me, babe. There's a lot of things that I just don't get still. I gotta get the hang of it, but at the same time, what am I really supposed to do, huh? Just roll with this plan that has us doing all this from the gods? They're my sworn enemy. They made it like this. I didn't agree to anything. I just think this might be our best bet. Don't give me a look like that, dumbass. I'm trying my best here, but I can't go and make things too obvious, or it's gonna be difficult, you know? It's gonna draw the wrong attention, and if we go too far, the gods get on our tail. I mean, they've already been on my tail for most of my life. They don't like that I exist, and it sucks. But there's only so much I can do, you know? There's only so many things that I can... I don't know, okay? I'm trying to make sense of it, but it's not always the easiest thing. I love you. That's about the only thing I do know right now. And that's fine, but... I just don't want to make the wrong choice, you know? There's a lot of pressure being a king. And right now, all I want to think about is you. You know what? Fuck it. Let's do this. What have we got to lose? If we don't get them on our side, then, well, what's the point of it? So she didn't really elaborate on what the contract does. Is some kind of binding thing? I don't know. Maybe it'll give us an inside look or a way to fight Deku. I'm not sure, but now I don't know what to say. I know, he hurt you, and I can't forgive him for that. It's also not his fault that he's a puppet to those bastards. So I'm gonna save everyone. I'm gonna make sure everyone gets to be safe. Screw these guys who think they own everything. I won't let them win. I swear to you, babe. I'm not gonna let them get away with any more of this. Hey, don't worry, okay? I brought you into this mess. And I'm not gonna let it hurt you any more than I already have. Feel guilty that I let things get like this. I'm just happy you're okay now. Hey, dumbass. Does it still hurt there? Don't play with me. I'm serious. What are you hiding? Don't hide the burdens, okay? I know I've been stressed lately. Probably don't want to add on to that. But still, we're a team, aren't we? Let's not stop for anything. Okay. No matter what, let's stick together. Let's do something about it, you know? Instead of bottling it up and making me guess, just tell me how it is, dumbass. Otherwise, I'll worry about you. I might be the Dragon King, but it doesn't mean I'm necessarily good at handling all this. Way to call me out, dumbass. Of course I feel the blame. I went there. I put you in danger. I made a mistake. And I know I can't beat myself up over it forever, but I can at least try and make it good. To spoil you that much more, so... Well, of course it goes without saying that I'm gonna protect you. What kind of dumbass wouldn't protect the most sweet, most handsome, most beautiful person, the biggest love in their entire life? You think I'm some kind of crazy fella, right? You must if you think I wouldn't protect and love you forever. Come on, dumbass, you know better than that. Idiot. You get that close. Of course I'm gonna call you out on how fucking cute you are. And of course, even with my pride as the Dragon King, you come first. That's why I took you. Because there's no one else in this world I'd rather be lost on an adventure with than you. There's no one else in the fucking world. Don't you get it, dumbass? You're more than special to me. You're one of a kind. I wouldn't trade you for all the rest of them in the entire world, even if it's my duty. My duty comes second. Maybe that makes me a bad king. But I couldn't give you up. I just couldn't. You hear me? Never ever. And I'll never stop loving you, so shut up. It's fine. Besides, you... the insolence. You kissing me just like that. You impulsive little brat. You know what? Two can play at that game. Stop dodging my kisses, you dumbass. You're not allowed to. I command you to take my kiss already. Quit dodging already! You just trying to piss me off, huh? Dumbass. Let me kiss you already. Why are you putting up so much of a fight, huh? Did I do something to get on your bad side? Well, too bad. Cause I won't let you stay mad at me. I love you, dumbass. And if I didn't, I totally wouldn't put up with this and stuff. Look at you. So damn cute. Hey, no picking on me. Damn dumbass. Just because you got so strong doesn't mean you can tease me. I'm the Dragon King. Besides, you don't want to tease me. You just think you do. And I see that glistening in your eye. Why'd you look away, huh? Getting shy on me? You're really cute, but don't forget. All this is love. I couldn't ask for a better love than you. Never. All I've wanted from day one is to have this moment with you. I have a bunch of moments and never let them stop, you know? I'm pretty simple that way, so don't worry about it, okay? I'll just give it my best and see what I can do to make our lives safe and happy. Shut up, I'm not pouting. It's not like that. I didn't mean shut up, I meant... Look, I'm trying to be nicer here, so just give me a break. I'm not really good at this kind of thing. I admit it. Was I ever? Probably not. But really, how could I be? It's... Look, words don't come out proper, so I don't know what to do. You're not the only one who can dodge a kiss, you dumbass. You can't get... Just the lucky one, you damn cutie. Fine. You wanted to take me on a kiss war? You're on. We'll kiss you like crazy, you dumbass. There's a reason why. You've been there for me. You saw me as a person, not just some kind of monarch expected to be perfect all the time. You know how tiresome that gets? Always being told what you're supposed to be, what you're supposed to do. I hate it. I hate it more than anything because it feels like no matter what I do, no matter what time of day, no matter where I am, there's these crushing expectations of what I need to be, what a Dragon King is, etc. and so on. I mean, I'm not gonna tell you that it's not without its perks. People respect you. They fear you. But if that's a perk, then I'm not sure. Sometimes I wonder. I used to think it was pretty cool, being able to boss people around, but then I realized really fast, it really isn't that good. I'd much rather show love and kindness. What my mother always stood for. I realized I got bitter after that. After I lost her and when I thought I was gonna lose you, I got really bitter, you dumbass. And I don't want to be that kind of person anymore. You hear me? I love you. And no matter what happens, I'll take good care of you, okay? Besides that, I owe you one, dumbass. I owe you more than one, actually. I owe you probably everything. Since eventually I would have probably ended up getting myself killed, and maybe that would have been a fate I'm not okay with. Whatever. You look all happy about that. You damn proud dumbass, I'll get you. Oh, you want a kiss, or then you get one. Begging for mercy won't save you now. The Dragon King gets what he wants. You really think that's the end of it? Try me, dumbass. No, oh, you're better than you look. Guess I'll have to be extra powerful. Show you my special move. So fucking cute. Do you love your dragon? Because your dragon loves you. Even in this faraway place, look at those lights in the city. It's so fucking romantic. We're in a real castle. Not saying our castle isn't real, it's just, it's so different, you know? And staying in our human form all the time, it's completely different, you know? I'm proud to be here with you. I'm proud to have you in my arms right now. It's the look on your face for me. Look at you. You always know how to get me feeling a little bit better. I was shaky today. I thought I messed up in a way that I couldn't make up. I thought that somehow today I'd make things bad, and that somehow, some way, I'd make you sad. I'd make things sad for both of us. I'd ruin it. And all this pressure is tough, but I'm glad I got you by my side, you know? I love you. I'm a cute little teddy bear. You're like my scale, my wings that let me fly. You're like the sunset when it glistens in colors only the imagination can make. You're like sunrise on a hopeful day. Like the thunder to my rain. I love you, baby. I love you with everything I am as a man. And I'll never stop, okay? So don't you stop being the beautiful, handsome, wonderful, cute, hella sassy, difficult to tame, and way too strong-willed dumbass that you are. Okay? We'll mutually be the most stubborn couple in the whole wide fucking world. How about that? Dumbass, you're gonna knock me down. Well, I mean, not really complaining, but isn't this the kind of compromising position? You're so close. Damn it. You're so fucking attractive. How do you expect me to not look at you and see every bit of my future? Every time I kiss you, my mind goes blank. My body heats up and I feel like my entire soul is burning. Burning with love and desire for you. You're so damn sexy, aren't you? I like leaving my mark on you. And I want you to ache for me, baby. I want you to ache for me like you've never ached before. You like that. Your dragon and your man. Right here, feral for you. Yeah. I'm aching for you, and you feel that throbbing hard cock against you. I bet you do. So fucking sexy. That's what I want. I want nothing but you, baby. You're gonna let me take it all, huh? You're gonna let your Dragon King be this spoiled? Fuck yeah. Look at how cute you are like that. Waiting, hanging on every word. Every touch down your spine. Up your inner thigh like this. Oh, I could grab a handful, huh? Just the right shape and size. You're perfect for me. That's why you're my mate. My love, my passion, my everything. Ah, I want you so bad. I'm aching so fucking bad. And I'm gonna take you again and again as long as it takes until you understand it. You're mine, baby. You're all mine, teddy bear. Take the bite of your man. Ah, you're a dragon. As I claim you. You like that bite, that marking that you're all mine. Yeah, baby. Take it. Take fucking everything. Because I want you now. I want you always. You sexy little thing. Yeah, scratching you, biting you. Say my fucking name. Yeah, say the name of the man that's gonna make the sweetest, hardest, most maddening love to you. Until you break 1,000 times. Oh, I said say my name. What, you gonna break me first? We'll see who wins that competition, won't we? Say it! Yeah, say it! Come on, say my fucking name. The name of the man of your dreams who's gonna spoil you until every single one of those naughty dreams of yours come true. Until you're crying my name from pleasure. Until you're crying out in that wonderful ecstasy of losing your fucking mind. Until I break every last inch of your body into pure pleasure. Maybe just a bit of pain. No. Look at you. Just admit how much you fucking love this cock grinding against those cute little nethers of yours. Yeah? Look at how my cock fits between your legs so cutely. Now squeeze. Squeeze tightly with those thighs so I can start fucking them. So I can claim them and make a fucking mess out of us. A mess together until you say how much you want it. See who your body belongs to now. Who it aches for. Come on. Don't give me that. I know how much you're quaking, quivering. Every time I grind it harder, harder, scratching up those thighs, wrecking those insides. It's just a matter of time, you naughty thing. Now beg like you fucking mean it. That's hard of you, and that's king. You are fucking king and mate. Oh. Still trying to deny it. Face it. Your instincts have you marked as my fucking mate. Yeah. You like being slammed up against this wall, don't you? You like it on him real close. Breathing down your neck. Grazing these teeth on you. Leaving those sweet little bite marks, claiming your sensitive skin with every hot breath against that earlobe of yours. You see, it's the fucking threat of it. It's the threat more than it is anything else. It's that naughty little mind of yours working on it. You love it.
Face it, babe. You love your possessive dragon king, and you want me to make you my mate over and over again until I'm fucking drooling, until you're just a fucking mess of desire, till you can't think anymore. Don't think for a second that I would let you think about anyone else or anything else right now. Yeah, you fucking love this, don't you? Now, rub those thighs, service this cock. You feel it? This raw dragon cock. The cock of your mate for life. The cock of your king. Now service it just like that. Go ahead, get on those knees. Get into it. And say my fucking name. Say thanks for the meal first. Yeah. Itadakimasu fucking rice, isn't it? That voluptuous ass of yours. Those cute thighs. I'm not even close to done with them. I'm gonna devour you while you have your meal. Now, why don't I thank you for it? Yeah, thank you for being my mate. Letting me delve into your sweet little ear. Sticking my tongue deeper than her. Maybe biting all around those cute cheeks. Biting all around those sensitive bits. And making sure there's not a place on your body that I haven't marked with my scent, with my bite, with my mark that you're all mine. Oh, since you were so rebellious in getting into this position, yeah, you like lapping that cock. You earned it, my slutty little mate. Now I'm going to take these slow licks and count how many times it takes for me to lick that sex of yours until you come. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Give you a nice little flavor of
my own in your mouth. Yeah, I'm gonna come inside that mouth, and I'm gonna fill it up. And you're gonna savor it and stare me right in the face. And then you're gonna tell me with that cum-filled mouth, and that messy, nice, sticky mouth, who your fucking master is. You're gonna say my fucking name. Yeah, you like getting first fucked like this? And I like licking you for an overstim, my slutty little mate. 20. 21. 22. 20 fucking 3. Yeah, take all that cum. Keep that cock in your mouth. Yeah, that's a good little mate. Yeah, you know how to be a good, obedient mate, taking that cock. Yeah, you're having that cum. Now say it. Look at me with those cheeks puffed out. Yeah, it's hard to take all that cum. These dragons store that much more inside. Even if we compact, we're still containing all of that cum from dragon form. Look at you. Your cheeks puffed out like that. Now say it without spilling a drop. Say my fucking name. Yeah. Good little mate. Come on, try. Show me how good you are. Yeah, don't mind my fingers shoving in there. Yeah, they're disappearing. Just a little incentive for you to be nice and obedient. The more I tame you down there, the more you'll be addicted to me. Damn brat. Come on, say my fucking name. Yeah? Oh, it sounds like you can barely say it. Come on, mate. Show me how good you can talk with your mouth filled with my seed. Say my fucking name. Look at you. Yeah, you trying your best, huh? Not fucking bad. You gotta be careful there. You almost took my nut down your throat. And while you'd be just fine if you breathed through your nose, I wouldn't want you to get overwhelmed now. I might be your mate, and I might be horny as fuck, stuck in my rut. But I'll knot you when I'm damn well ready and when you're begging for it. You understand that, naughty little mate? You get this knot when I say so. I'm gonna make you come so fucking hard on this knot. You won't be able to say anything, even when you have all that cum in your mouth. It's spilling out. Now swallow it. Look at me and swallow it all. Get that creamy flavor, my scent, my musk down your throat. All the seed, there's gonna be 10 times as much in that cute little hole of yours. I'm gonna make you come on this fucking knot. You naughty little mate. You horny little slut. Look at you practically begging me for it. So fucking sexy. Look at you. Look at how much you've become so lewd. I fucking love it. I fucking love that need in your voice. Can you hear me? The need in my voice. Yeah, I fucking need it. And I want you. And I want you to feel every fucking inch, and every lick, and every bite, the aching, the pain, the pleasure. I want you to feel one with me as my cock slips inside you after you've begged for it, you little brat. Look at you, so fucking feral. I bet you're dreaming of that moment, aching for it, the moment that I delve into those insides and claim them, inch by fucking inch.
every single bit of my cock from base to tip is gonna be swimming on your insides, stretching you out, making sure that those insides of yours obediently take my shape. No amount of your brattiness, no amount of your little rebellion will stop your king and your mate from making you his. Say my name when you're crying out in pleasure. Do it and I might fuck you harder. No count for me. Yeah? This cock will slip against there. And I'll grab a chunk out of that ass. And of course, I gotta make sure to tenderize those insides of yours until you're a massive cum drool and everything in between. Sweat too. Maybe just a little blood. Yeah, we'll see how many thrusts until you can't fucking handle it and you come all over this nut. After all, what's a fucking session of making love with your mate if there isn't a little blood, sweat, and cum? Yeah, get feral, baby. Show me how much you want this cock. Yeah, get desperate for me. Ooh, yeah, come on, babe. You think you can take this cock on? Oh, I'm gonna enjoy seeing you and your pride break as you take inch by painstaking into this cock inside you. Yeah, you think you can hump it like that? Be my guest. Go ahead, put that bratty mouth where your mind is, and fuck my cock. Come on, say my name right now, and beg to be able to ride this cock. You're cute when you beg like a slut. My slut. Just look at you. So fucking needy down there. You're practically a mess. All because of my tongue, huh? Or is it your naughty little brain? Yeah, maybe my bites. My grilling in your ear. That cute voice kink of yours, it's showing, isn't it, little slut? Why are those cute little legs of yours shaking? You're hovering right above my cock like that in such a lewd pose, spreading those slutty little legs of yours, quaking and blushing with that expression. What are you thinking of with an expression like that? Thinking of falling to your own depravity, baby? Yeah, you're thinking of mating with me, plunging that sexy rear of yours down on me like that, those nethers getting filled with my cock. Yeah, baby, you're gonna love this, aren't you? Come on, do it then. Show me how much of a naughty mate you are. Take that cock on, and when you're done, impale yourself with that fucking knot. Show me everything you fucking got. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're getting shaky. You're gonna fall on it and impale yourself as slutty as you can be. Let's see how long you can do this. We'll make it endurance training. How many humps you can do of my full fucking cock before you come all over that knot of mine. And then I hold you closer than anything, and I bite so fucking hard on that shoulder of yours, on that cute neck, the nape of your neck, until you come again from the echoes of pleasure and pain. I'll make you mine and write my claim all over your body and pleasure and brain. Yeah, baby, I'll tame that brat inside your little heart. Now try me. With how much you're hesitating and how shaky you are, as well as how destroyed down there,
I'd be surprised if you made it to one. Oh, yeah, baby. Come on. Go ahead, get into it. You know I'd never judge you, and you know how much I love you. Come on. Show me what you got. You gonna be a brat about it till the end? Go ahead. Make my day. Yeah. Oh, fuck you. You are grinding against that cock, aren't you? Quit teasing that or I'll shove it all fucking in. Yeah, you're taking the inches. One, two, three. Oh, you're greedy for it, aren't you? Can't take waiting anymore, huh? Oh, four, five, fucking six. Oh, yeah, seven, eight, nine, oh, ten. Yeah, you're gonna reach that nut soon, 11. The nut's waiting for you there. You gonna take it now? No, of course you're not. You're greedy for the friction. Let me help you out with that. We're at like 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, babe. Yeah, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. What, getting cold feet now? Or hot inside and a fat cock inside? You think I'm drooling? Just look in the mirror. Look at yourself. Better yet, why don't I force you to look at the mirror? Yeah. Oh, you fucking love it, don't you? Shoved up against the mirror like that. You thought you could take me, and that's 32, 33, 34, 35, yeah. Aha, 37. 38, 39, 40, yeah, let's make it nice and juicy, yeah, 41, 42, 43, yeah, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, yeah, you gonna make it to 100? Yeah, I don't think so, you already hit 45, 50. 51, 52, 53, 55, 57, 58, 59, 60. Oh, yeah. Fuck, yeah. What was it? 65, 67, 69, 71, 74. Fuck yeah! Oh yeah, you like this dragon cock, don't you? Yeah, 83. 85, 87, yeah, fucking 90. Yeah, you're gonna come at 100, aren't you? You're gonna come at 100 with me. Yeah, then come. Come on this fat knot as it goes inside you. Yeah, just look in that fucking mirror. You see that knot? You're spreading your legs so lewdly. How do you like it? It's inside you, and I keep on coming. That tummy of yours, oh, it's swelling up with so much cum. Yeah, you want me to shoot more? Those dragons can keep coming. Ah, yeah, I feel you squeezing down on me each time and coming boatloads yourself. Ah, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh. Fuck yeah. Oh yeah. Having you impaled like this. It just makes me want to bite you more. Oh, still feels good. Ah. dude. Yeah, we're both a coming fucking mess. Oh, composer just doesn't fucking work. Yeah, connected like this. Yeah, who's my slutty baby? Yeah? You want more of this cock, but unfortunately we're stuck together. That cock isn't coming out anytime soon. It's swollen inside with that fat knot, still filling you with cum. How much do you think you can take? You got a magic body now. Being a dragon, you can be filled up with as much as I want to. Or as much as you'll let me. You like that, baby? Only dragons know how to make love the best. And for that, you get held even tighter. I'll kiss all of your bite marks. And I'll make the sweetest love to you. And you even get a head pat for your intense, or cute orgasm, yeah? You like when I treat you like that, spoil you a little? I know you fucking love it. So fucking sexy, look at you. Yeah, baby. You know your dragon loves you, don't you? All of this and everything I said, I want you to know. Well, it was incredibly sexy how you react. I want you to know in the heat of the moment. The lust and everything, it doesn't own me. I'm a free dragon. And I want you to know it's all done out of love. Passionate love at that. And I will stop at fucking nothing to make you mine. Make you feel loved, spoiled, and happy. And you can count on me for that. You can count on me for everything. Baby, for you, I'd give it all. Absolutely fucking everything. Doesn't matter if it means that I give too much and get carried away, because that's just me. I love you. A lot. A whole lot. I love you so much. Seriously, without you, I wouldn't be able to do half the things I do. I'd just be a bitter king trying to chase something without knowing how. I probably would have gotten myself in bigger trouble by going after things that I can't fight against. Trying to wage war with the gods without anyone's help. That's not gonna work. They may hate us. They may show us injustice. But we'll rise above them. We got a powerful new ally, I think. At least I hope so. I want to believe that she's on our side. Even that bastard Shinzo. I won't believe it until they let us down, but I'll protect you even if they do. That's just how I do things. So don't worry, dumbass. I love you and I'll protect you. And I won't let anything happen to you. You got that. You're gorgeous. Perfect just the way you are. Don't you ever stop that, okay? Be you. Be the beautiful teddy bear. Beautiful scale. Beautiful babe I know so well. You're damn handsome too. How do you manage to be both at once? Goddamn perfect. Dumbass.